Today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I'm feeling all sorts of emotions because I am talking about Disney Pixar's new animated sequel, Inside Out 2.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I'm reviewing the new film, Inside Out 2. This is a Disney Pixar sequel to the original Inside Out. It is PG. It's an animated comedy, maybe adventure. It's 1 hour, 36 minutes, written by Meg LaFave, Dave Holstein, and Kelsey Mann, directed by Kelsey Mann. The cast, big cast for this sequel. We have Amy Poehler, Phyllis Smith, Lewis Black, Diane Lane, and Kyle MacLachlan, all reprising their roles from the first film, along with Tony Hale, who's replacing Bill Hader as Fear, Liza LaPira, replacing Mindy Kaling as Disgust, along with Maya Hawke, Ayo Adebiri, Adele, I'm not even going for the last name, but not that Adele, Paul Walter Hauser, and Kensington Tallman, who replaces Caitlin Diaz as Riley. Riley is the main female protagonist in the film. It's the teenager, the non-almost teenager and now the teenager for this film. The story, so joy, sadness, anger, and fear and disgust have been running a successful operation by all accounts. However, when anxiety shows up, they aren't sure how to feel. So essentially, this film takes place about 1 year after the original Inside Out, and the puberty button goes off, literally, inside of Riley, starting the construction and of a new sort of control center, and new emotions arise that weren't there. The originals. Originals, we get inside the original of joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. We are joined by their leader, anxiety, along with embarrassment, envy, and inwu, I think they call it. Inwu, it's basically boredom. Boredom. That's not their technical name, but boredom is what they are. As we recognize as parents as teenage disinterest, right? Pretending you don't care. And so that's she deals with that as she's going to a hockey camp with her best friends. And that's where most of the action takes place. So the whole film actually only takes place over a 4 day period, 4 or 5 day period. I got to tell you right off the bat, I think this film is possibly flawless. I think this is certainly one of the top sequels of all time, certainly of animated films. And there's not a lot of animated films, but that have sequels that I think were great. And I think this is one of them. The story is wonderful. the science behind the story. I think psychologically, this is a sound film. This, the way it talks about the emotions and the way it works through. Man, I wish when I had a 13-year-old, who Riley is in this film, I wish when my kid turned 13, my first one, I had seen this film. And I wish I watched it like every 6 months after to remind me what's going on. It's like how recently I've been talking to people when I do my youth sports coaching. Kids do not have a prefrontal cortex that's developed, right? So they decision-making is hard for them. Good decisions and emotions regulating. Like children cannot make good choices on their own because that part of their brain just hasn't developed, and it's not their fault. It's maybe our fault for not understanding and not remembering this thing that we all know. And the way they interweave these different emotions of envy and the way that suddenly, as joy and sadness may touch the controller like they always did, suddenly it is way more sensitive. Every time they try to bring out their emotion, it is over the top done by Riley. And it is so accurate. It is visceral. It felt visceral to me, to use another big word because I'm getting old. It's one of the most accurate films, Disney animated films, I think, that there has been. I can relate to this as not just a former teenager, because I am a former teenager, but also as a parent of a teenager. This film hit all the marks. I did wonder, like, is this film more for me than it could be for a kid? I think kids are going to really enjoy this. There was kids in the audience when I saw it. And this was a special preview showing that they let some kids in to see as well. The kids were enjoying it for sure. I could tell by the laughter and the questions that you'd hear from them. It's fun watching. I have a lot of rules about watching movies, like about behavior, and some of them I'm okay with not happening if it comes from kids during a kids movie, because kids are gonna kid. I don't think you should bring a kid to a movie that's not a kid's movie at night with no other kids. But if it's a kid's movie, you gotta do it. You let them in there. It's part of the enjoyment. My daughter hasn't seen it yet. She's going to see it this coming weekend, and I'll see then if I'm right, if it's something that hits. I think this is a good movie for kids, because also it doesn't really have a villain per se. Anxiety is running the show. Anxiety becomes the antagonist of this, but it's not as scary. And this film, I don't want to spoil much here, but I don't think this is, but it doesn't have like any gut wrenching, destroy your soul moments, at least to me, as the first one did. The first one, when their toy horse disappears and saves, without doubt, it's hard to get through that scene without not feeling a lot of emotions. And I will admit, as I have been a teenager, one thing I have not been is ever a teenage girl. So there may be moments in here that I missed, and I will find out from my wife when she sees it with our daughter, whether there are moments that are completely devastating because she was a teenage girl at one time. She's not now. She's much older. So don't worry. So I love the story. I love how accurate it is. I love the emotions. I love the jokes. I was laughing throughout the film. I was smiling. I love that I was completely drawn into this story. It just sucked me in. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I sometimes have difficulty with animated stories being completely pulled in. Though I feel like I say that, and then a lot of the ones I review pull me in here just by chance. But I don't know. It's a fair amount. I have to go look through. But this just brought me in, and I was with it emotionally the entire time, feeling it, laughing. It's an absolute delight of a film. I don't know how to speak on the animation. I think the animation's great. There were some fun ways they played with it, bringing in different styles of animation into this one. That was fun. I think you should go in as blind as you can with this. I mean, if you're listening to this, you listen to me, because I don't give a lot of spoilers here, but as much as you can avoid them, I would go in, because it is it's a fun journey. It goes unexpected ways, and I think you'll really connect to the film if you do suffer from anxiety. I think it's a good film. This film could be therapeutic in a good way, not in a tragedy catharsis way, but I think you will find a lot of relating in this film. I think you're going to relate to it a lot, and you'll be like, "Oh, I'm not a teenage girl, but I'm with you, sister. I'm there. I think this way right now." So from top to bottom, it's a good show. I like a great movie. I normally would hear talk about the parts that didn't work for me, the worst, you would say. I will tell you, there was nothing about this film I didn't like. I will have to see it a second or third time to try to see if there's something I can squeeze out that I didn't. I loved this film. Spoiler alert only for my review of this. There is no bad of this. I liked every part of it. People are going to want to compare the first to the second. Well, how does it compare? I think that is a false thing to do. I think this is a great continuation of that story. I think they're both different experiences in the same world, and you don't have to compare them. It's a different journey. There's some similarities as far as just the concept. The concept's beautiful too. They took like a great, they started this great world in the first film, right? And then they're like, how can we make this better? It's like a great improv game. Let's just say yes and that's what this is. Inside Out 2 is a yes and to the original, and it's great. My lessons, the lesson from the film, what I think the lesson of the film is really anxiety can be useful, but it can't, it shouldn't control you. Anxiety can be useful, but it should not control you. It's part of you, right? Anxiety is part of you. At least me. And sometimes maybe it does feel like it's in the driver's seat, but you won't, your true self won't be able to come through when that's running the show. Is it rewatchable? Absolutely, 100% yes. I can't wait to see this again. I'm sending my kid to see it with my wife, just because she didn't see it yet, but I want to see this again. Well, as soon as it's out on video, I'm gonna go see that again. It's such an extraordinarily good film. I'm recording this a day later. I was gonna record it right after I saw it, but then something else was on TV and I had to see, and then I had to wait a day. And I'm still, as soon as I started talking about this film, I got all excited like I was in it again. And that's why in my film rating that I give here every time, love it, like it, or lose it, you know I got to give it a love it. You know it is that film that I go out there and say, you must see. I will call people. I walked home and told my wife, you got to go see it. So see it. See this movie. It's great. I think this movie's so good, it makes me want to go see the first one again, right? And remind myself how much fun that was and how I want other movies to be like this. I want them to really look at the human psyche and examine it and find fun ways to play with it. And that's what they've done. They've created a wonderful world that we can play in. And I was somewhat skeptical. When I heard Inside Out 2, my first thought was like, really? Like, I mean, I think about way a lot of sequels, but I'm like, it was such a good first one. Like, why are you making a second? I don't see how I could do it. Then I saw the first like little teaser trailer. I'm like, okay, well, maybe that could be interesting. And then I forget. I don't know if I even saw a full trailer on it. I think I saw the teaser. But it works. It really works. It's a great sequel. And I'm so happy they did that. One thing I will note, a comment on this, you could say. I mentioned earlier on about how some people had replaced roles. And I was really curious about that. Like, I'm like, why would they replace Mindy Kaling and Bill Hader? Those were such good characters. I could see replacing Riley if it was involving one of the voices sound older. I'm guessing the actual actress got older and voice changed. But I do know the emotions. Apparently there was like the thing out there on the interwebs, on those tubes and chutes and ladders and such, is that it was a pay dispute that they were only offering $100,000 to Mindy Kaling and Bill Hader, but Amy Poehler is getting $5 million. And they did not like that pay disparity and refused to be part of it if that was going to be there. So I don't know. And I don't even know how I feel about this. Like, it doesn't really affect the movie for me. I can separate that. I think it's disappointing that they wouldn't try to keep the original cast all together. And yeah, and I think Amy Poehler, she deserves it. She's wonderful. But I think they all deserved it, right? A piece of this is a big pie. Like, this is a lot of money. Though it's a lot of money too. Like, sometimes I'm partly like, well, that's insane to make $5 million for one film. But also the movie's going to make a lot of money. So they should be sharing in that. And I don't know how to solve that on both sides. I can see the studio side partly, except I'm sure if you gave all those leads from the originals $5 million, the movie would still make a lot of money, is my guess. Because this is a good film and it's going to blow up. I can't imagine this not doing good. I will be shocked if this doesn't do great in the theaters. But that's just a side note. Doesn't really affect the movie, except for wondering how come I don't hear Mindy Kaling in this. Also, shout out to one of my favorite actors out there right now. Ron Funches has a role in this. I recognize his voice, and he's in there. I love that man. He's a comic out of Portland originally, and now he's all over. He is everywhere now. I shows, just in shows and movies all the time. I never got to meet him personally. I came out of Seattle as a comedian, and our paths never crossed, but I had wanted him to. He was ahead of me. He was a few number of years ahead of me when I started. But I've been following him from afar, and I love him as a comic. I love him as an actor performing. He's a fellow nerd, so I love seeing nerds succeed in the entertainments. We're more than just software builders. We're people who love to perform for other people, and it makes this little nerd heart happy that he had a part in this film. Should have been bigger. Maybe I'm all in favor of Inside Out 3. If he's in that, if they do it, they better make him a part of that. Okay. It's a great part that he has in this. He does it really well. So anyway, folks, I get a love it. Inside Out 2 opens in theaters this weekend. Check it out. And if you did see the film, do you agree with me? Or do you disagree? Am I off base? Did I just fanboy this too much? Am I too much of a mark, as they might say? Let me know in the comments. please don't forget to like, subscribe, everything for this podcast or video cast. However you are listening to this, please do that. So I just want to say thank you for watching this. Thank you for listening, tuning in. But mostly, I just want to thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. It or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.